Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower, and I'm here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, Cloud Hub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. And you can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And don't miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Manifest Deliverance, Present Evil World. There is a manifest deliverance from this present evil world. There is a path, a way, a light, and a plain path for all to find this deliverance. Is this America's last stand? What most Americans see as a crisis, these enemies of the state see it as an opportunity. World governments, global chaos. In 2022, we face a huge mass of people flooding to our borders due to the Biden administration and their liberal social policies. Eye of the Lord upon the righteous. We have seen past riots, burning, thefts, murders, and more. In addition, pandemics, inflation, and threat of a worse cataclysm to come. It can be said that we have left our foundations and ignored the Lord God. And the latest posts on warn-usa.com: Babylon's Grave, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 23 on Battle Lines. Babylon's Grave, in the comparison of Mystery Babylon and Babylon of old, both face destruction. Babylon Ode, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 21 on Battle Lines. A very prophetic section, and one that Christians today can find hope in the fact of redemption and forgiveness. And be sure to get The Rising. It's a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. There's danger and intrigue. Dark forces are plotting. The nation is at risk. Can Mac save the United States? The Rising details a takeover of America with dark forces that plot to bring the country into the globalist new order. Be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter by going to danaglennsmith.com, where you can visit our Christian books and resource shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always good to be here.
Well, here we are in April. Showers bring May flowers, and it's cold.
Freezing. Bitter cold.
Freezing. Bitter cold. Have you heard that before?
Yeah. Brr.
Brr. I mean, really. After being through winter, we're not ready for this, but it's warming up tomorrow.
This is one of the coldest days of winter. We had a very mild winter this year. It was wonderful.
Yeah, shirt sleeves, and now we're wearing underwear.
Underwear?
Long underwear. Well, at any rate, welcome to the broadcast. And we got a lot of stuff on the agenda today. The first thing we're going to do is talk about the eye of the Lord upon the righteous. This is an article that Tower had just got done mentioning. And we're going to go through a few things. And, you know, it's important that, you know, when you're looking at this stuff, that you take a moment to listen, to read, to understand, you know, what it is. You know, we do really good graphics, and a lot of times people will be so wowed by the graphics, they won't read the article. They'll read the little section that follows the article, which is meant to provoke discussion. And not meaning in a bad way, but just to get the discussion going so you'll read the article. But you see, a lot of these articles can be life and death for the people. Literally, because I write about stuff that are very, very pertinent. They're in-depth, they're long. And, you know, when we look at the things that are literally going on today, when we're put up our articles, I would say 9 times out of 10 they're spot on with what's going on. I would
that's
say
that's right.
Huh?
I would say that.
Yeah. And you know, in describing this, you know, Tower had mentioned this, and because I you know, this is part of the article. It can be said, I wrote, that we have left off our foundations and ignored the Lord God. It's not like you got to be a brain surgeon to know that.
Yeah.
But see, a lot of brain surgeons may not know that. Because the wisdom that we're talking about, and when Paul says that there's a society will be in darkness, but you as believers will be in light. You know, you don't know a lot of this stuff just because you're smart. And you know, the problem we have, I think, and when we're talking about the eye of the Lord upon the righteous, is that the eye of the Lord is upon the righteous to help them, you know, upon those who hope in him. But yet it doesn't say that the enemy won't come in. Matter of fact, there's a scripture that does say that when the enemy comes in like a flood. And you can find that in Psalms 33:18-20. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, and upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord, and he's our help and shield.
You know,
when you look at our society, and I believe, Tower, that the society that we're in today is a rich and in need of nothing Laodicean.
Yep.
Type.
I agree.
And I think it's rich and in need of nothing, whether they believe in the Lord or not. You know, and when you look at the Laodicean church, that was the church that was in Laodicea. And the people were rich and in need of nothing, but they were in a society that was rich and in need of nothing. And today in America, we're a rich and in need of nothing society.
You know, that's true.
And we're self-consumed with everything. So when you come along and you try to really tell people that they need to awaken out of the sleep, they're not very receptive. They don't want to admit they're asleep.
That's right.
You know, they don't. But the thing of it is that America today is threatened. And as it gets more threatened, people will worry. Matter of fact, they can be sick through worrying. But see, that's the right. Lord is in charge. Even with Biden up there. This is judgment. And if you follow us, you'll know why I said that. Because I warned about this before the election. Matter of fact, I knew what this election would bring. And it wasn't what everybody else expected.
Boy, that's for sure. They were all hoping Trump would get back in.
But see, the people who were cheating in the election, they knew what they were going to do. And I was watching because I had already known ahead of time that this wasn't going to come out right. But see, you know, I'm always reminded what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know, and he described people that were covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Boy, that's what you see today.
You know, when I read that, I think, good grief, did you miss anything?
Yeah, you're talking about America.
I mean, I'm
and a
laughing.
Few other countries.
I'm laughing because it amazes me how ignorant we are in this country and in the world. We literally have more knowledge today than any other society at any time.
And look at, he was speaking 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Approximately.
He was.
And how it applies to today. It just is like he could see.
You know, and you think about it, that, you know, this rich and in need of nothing society, which has more knowledge and wisdom, this is the time of highest knowledge. We know everything now.
Boy, that's the truth.
But yet, we don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have no clue. And I think if there was ever a time for someone to sit up and say, you know, I think it's time for us to wake up. Now's the time.
That's correct.
So, at any rate, this is the discussion. We're not going to go any more depth, but check out Eye of the Lord Upon the Righteous. It's on our WIBR Warren Radio websites. We have two of them, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. And while you're there, check out our book. That we have a lot of information on the book. You see ads on the front of the sites to take you to various places. Check it out. And, you know, this has very prophetic, biblical, and revealing stuff in it, this book, even though it's a Christian fiction. Check it out. Check out the article. Tell your friends about these articles. And I've got a whole bunch of them. And both the sites, Dana Glenn Smith is a little bit different because that is the WIBR. That's the Watchman Institute. And the WIBR Warren Radio, that's where all of our shows go, as well as the articles. So at any rate, check it out. Now, we're going to be looking at another one out of India. Mission Network News Online. This is a good little network. It has a website. And mnnonline.org. But at any rate, you can find it just by going Mission Network News. And there's a number of these news sites that put up various kinds of Christian stories. This one is a basic mission news type thing. And whenever we talk about India, Tower, we know what it's going to be about, don't we?
Pretty much. Of course, pretty much. Yep, persecution.
And, You know, the thing about this story, it says women within the tribal groups are accepting Jesus as their Savior.
That's exciting.
And it's interesting to note that when we talk about tribal, you know, Afghanistan is tribal. And these are individual tribes who have their chieftains and everything. And usually, like if we're in India, it can be Hinduism. It could be Sikh, although the major is Hindu. And, you know, they don't like it when one person changes faith in these some of these tribes. And they relate and talk in the article about the BJP, and that is the Hindu nationalist group, and we've been talking about the BJP for a long time. Modi is the head of the BJP because he got elected and they're keeping him in. And it was, you know, before he got elected and the BJP came to power, they warned the Christians in India that persecution would come. And this was years ago. And the conversation actually took place between Voice of the Martyrs candidates Greg Musselman and a woman by the name of Kiera. And the thing of it is, when we're talking about names here, now Greg you can find, but the native names of people are always changed to protect them. And gangs of Hindu women target believers in states, you know, within India. And they said that there's about 3,000 women who have been trained to enter into the villages.
Wow.
And to map it out and find out where all these Christian women are. And families are not coming forward and revealing that these women are following Jesus. And so now these groups, instead of telling them, these people are going into the tribal areas to try to find it. And, of course, they want them to come back to Hinduism. And it's one of those things that you have to have a way, you know, in most nations they have a census. Well, this is... can be a political group of people that, although it's not required, they go around in groups to target women and to make sure that they're not another faith. And so once they've identified the believers, these gangs, these women, can put together fear tactics against them, against their kids, you know, against the families. And
that's terrible.
And this woman warns, she says, and many times the pressure is so intense that women see no way to survive, and instead of denying Christ, they'd rather choose an extreme escape. And many women thought to commit suicide.
Oh, that's tragic.
And they say, never denounce our faith, but commit suicide. And that's nothing you want to do. And so, you know, these women can't really get a hold of the Word of God. And so you have to find a way to get it to them. And if these women have any mobile phones, their family will take it away. I mean, they try to keep them totally separated. And, you know, I mean, when you look at that tower, you think of the pressure. Now, when you look at that...
Yeah, it's extreme.
You know, what do you think these women are thinking when they're targeted like that?
They lose hope. They don't want to be harassed. They don't like living in fear. They've got to give them an alternative.
And then, of course, there's the kids. Committing suicide ain't going to help.
Nope.
So, you know, this is the life that you find overseas. Now, if you go over to China, it's even worse. North Korea, it's even worse. And in America, we're talking about the Laodicean church. And not all Christians are Laodicean. No, not at all. But we can agree on the fact that America has been blessed and that we've been able to attend churches and declare Christ and follow Him. We have many different Christian faiths, denominations. Everybody's free to do so and follow it, as well as other faiths here. And while the rest of the world, you know, I mean, for generations, I mean, we're talking a long time, Tower, that North Korea has been that way and India has been that way.
Oh, they have been.
But look at us, you know, look at America. So it's hard to really explain to people how dangerous it is in the world for the believers. And this is life and death. And now the believers are having trouble in a lot of areas and being persecuted to the point where there's absolutely no hope.
Yeah, that's just horrific.
It is horrific. And I you know, it's really hard to try to express just how difficult it is when you're in a family situation like that. And then you've got the radical Muslims who just as soon kill him as look at him. And so pray for the believers overseas. Pray for the various, you know, there's a lot of areas that we have right away that are, we know what's going to happen. North Korea, what's going to happen in North Korea if you're a Christian, Tower?
They're going to be murdered, more than likely.
What happened to the church in China?
They were imprisoned.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, some of them were even murdered for their faith. Well, we've seen them bulldozed.
Yeah, we did. Man and woman both.
Mm-hmm.
So,
preachers at their church.
Yeah.
And the government was going to bulldoze it, and they tried to stop them by standing in the way, and they just bulldozed over them. That's unconscionable.
And when you're talking about socialism and Marxism, especially Chinese communism, I don't know how many of out there has heard the cries that's going on in Shanghai. But we watched a video that was taken live of what was happening, two of them. And the one is just eerie. And the whole city's locked down. They can't sing. They can't cry out their windows. They send around teams of people that are all dressed up in
white or like
white suits,
lab
the lab suits, yeah,
that protect you from.
And they have long sticks, like you're trying to grab a dog, you know, and you have a leash around it. Well, they got something like that. They go up and they corner people when they're a problem. And I mean, there you have no rights at all. In China, no rights. And the church is the Chinese church, led by the government. I mean, they've changed a lot there. So this is Christianity in most of the world, and in America, it could very well get that way. And I'm telling you ahead of time that it one day will be that way, and that there will be blood in the streets and in the churches. We've already seen some of that, but I've been warning, and Tower's been warning, for a long time, over two decades. And we've made it clear what's out there. And we know what's out there. So it's time to pray, pull close to the Lord.
That's right, amen.
Now here's one that, this goes over to Indonesia. Now the reason this is in there, this is about a Christian YouTuber who was a Muslim cleric. He converted to Christianity in 2014. He's 56 years old. He began uploading videos to YouTube after his conversion, but these particular YouTube videos criticized his former faith. And he was arrested in Bali last August. And they accuse him of insulting the Prophet Muhammad.
How many times do we hear that?
Yeah, all the time. And when he went before the judge, thousands of Muslims surrounded the court in support of a harsher sentence. And he had been beaten and tortured by the police. And they did some very, very bad things to him.
Shameful to even speak of them.
Yeah. And so he's been sentenced to 10 years in prison. And once you go into these prisons, you may not come out. And that goes for the prisons in Iran as well. Now,
well, you're having that in America, too, for those people that were supposedly insurrectionists, January 6th. Yeah. There was no insurrection.
No. Well, at any rate, and because it does talk about Christian YouTuber and it does talk about technology, you know, there are people, even in China, that use technology to get online, and there's a way to do it. I'm not, and it's no secret, but I'm not going to relate what it is. But you better watch it, because the people that are watching, the people that have initiated COVID from time to time as they saw fit and initiated the pandemics, there's a lot of people that want to stop the freedoms that we have. And America right now and the free world is ripe for the biggest deceit you've ever seen. And it's time to wake up and draw close to the
Amen.
Lord. Because, you know, you can't sit there logically and say, well, this is just going to keep going on around the world, but never here. And now,
but it's here.
Yeah, it's here now. And then you have the fact that we have all of those coming over the border now, along with a lot of enemies coming over the border. And then today, of course, there was this this guy that's being held. They think that he was involved in the shooting in the subway in New York. And he left some rather disturbing evidence behind that they got a hold of. And he was talking about how bad America is, you know, what people are doing. And in other words, you know, this, what's happening in America is very, very disturbing, not just to Christians, but to everybody. And when you get alone and you're online all the time, you have to understand that the views you're looking at is not the status quo. You're going to see radicals that can sit there and just sow fruits of wickedness right and left. Rebellion and every other kind of evil. So be careful online. Pay attention.
watch your back like you do when you like you should be doing when you're out in public.
Yeah, that's true. Now we're going to go to another one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
It's excuse me, open corridors of brides and organ trafficking. And this is in Pakistan. They're opening, there's a open road from China to Pakistan so that the Chinese men can come in and get Pakistani women for brides. It's bride trafficking. And it's just not one item. It is just one item among the illegal trafficking that goes on. And be sure the judgment of the Lord will find those who do such evil things, and the mercy of the Lord will find those who are abused and sold in this way. This story comes to us from Bitter Winter. And these men, Chinese men, because of that law in China, where the one-child rule, where they favored the male child and aborted the girls, it left an imbalance in their population, and now they are coming to Pakistan to get brides. And what's sad about this is that they come over, because they can't marry a Muslim woman because they're not Muslim. Sharia law is in effect, so they go after the Christian women, and they will pay as much as $3,500 to $5,000, and that's a lot of money. It's a significant amount of money for impoverished Pakistani families. And so they are taking between 750 to 1,000 Christian girls in this one area of Pakistan. And that's only one area. And they were trafficked to China, Chinese men looking for brides, that many in one year. And what's so horrible, these girls do not speak Chinese and know nothing about the Chinese culture. And there's the reports are collected of severe, sad stories of abuse, maltreatments, domestic violence, and forced pregnancies. And there was a story about this mother of eight. She was found chained in Jiangsu. She was a victim of human trafficking and was the most commented news item in China in February and March. It garnered more media attention than Ukraine. And citizens, because their posts were systematically canceled by the authorities, or before their posts were canceled, they shared horrific stories of how human traffickers, often with the complicity of the CCP officers, sell women to villagers affected by the shortage of brides. And there's even more horrific reports. These marriages are a sham. They're not looking for real wives, but for exotic women that they can force to work in China as prostitutes. The report also mentions something even more unthinkable, that according to some unconfirmed accounts, Pakistani women are taken to China and killed to use their bodies for organ harvesting, while noting that the Chinese authorities vehemently deny such allegations. Of course they would. And this is just horrible, the abuse that's going on these women.
Well, it is, and we've heard these kind of stories before.
Yes.
And the organ harvesting is something that China does. And we know because it's hit the airwaves numerous times.
Yeah, they were doing it to their political prisoners, you know, the Uyghurs
and
probably the Christians.
And see, China is just life in China. You know, they treat a lot of people like life is worth nothing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just one of those things. The thing that counts is, you know, if you belong to the Communist Party.
Well, you know, each and every one of us are important to God.
That's right.
Each and every one.
And, there are people that work specifically to get kids. And kids are not out of this either, because there's a big trade in children as well. Most of it is sex trafficking. I just hate what we're doing, you know.
Oh, I hate it. I hate what's going on.
It just, this stuff is terrible, but this is the end of days. And there is a God that's going to bring justice, and thank God for that.
Yes, amen.
Because I will be there on the day of judgment, and I will watch when God brings justice to these people.
Yes, amen.
You're not going to get away with it. You say you don't believe in God, you will.
That's right.
And you ain't going to like it.
That's right.
So, at any rate, Open Corridors, that was the name of that one.
Yeah, I called it Open Roads. It was Open Corridors.
Yeah, that's okay. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're over in Syria, and we're doing this because during 2014-2015, the United States helped the Kurdish and the SDF, the Syrian Democratic Forces, to fight ISIS. And I covered ISIS and this story very, very well, very closely. And matter of fact, in the coverage, we had a lot of articles. Actually made the top 10 of retweets in our stuff for those there were certain months, and I mean, we had tremendous volume. I was busy all the time doing these things, following them, and I came to understand the SDF, I mean, what was going on, and the Kurds. And I also knew of the hatred and the vehemence between Erdogan and the Kurdish, various Kurdis, because of the political aspects. And, of course, that goes back to the Ottoman Empire. And, you know, there's a lot of things within this. But we're talking about the Assyrian aspect of it up there, the true Assyrians who are... the early ones, the Assyrian and Syriac people date back to the time of the gospel. I mean, these are ancient peoples. And of course, what they're doing is defending the northeast Syrian corridor against Turkish attacks. And the Turkish occupation army, they call them, and its mercenaries, are continuing to accelerate their attacks. This kind of reminds me of Russia on Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is just one of these things. I mean, Erdogan has constantly, you know, even, you know, when ISIS was so big and going through Syria and Iraq, he didn't like them. And when they went up to Kobani to take on the Kurds up there, and Kobani is the border of Turkey, is just right there. And so the Turkish army set out its row of tanks over the city, and they waited for ISIS to destroy the Kurds. Well, come to find out, that didn't happen. And there's a couple reasons. One, the Kurds are very, very strong fighters. Their women are fighters. We reported and covered the women that would strap their baby onto their back and carry a submachine gun and go fight the enemy.
Yeah, I remember seeing those pictures.
And the reason they did that is because it's in their blood. It goes back to when the Turkish Ottomans actually tried to wipe them out, and the men were dying, and the women went and fought alongside of them. I had a lot of respect for them because they took in Christians and other Muslim groups, and they all fought ISIS together because they didn't agree with what they were doing. And so this is up in the Assyrian aspect of where they live. And Turkey is trying to destabilize the whole thing. And the Syriac Military Council said, "We will not hesitate to defend our land, on which all components live in harmony and brotherhood." Now see, we saw a lot of this up there when ISIS went up there to raise holy hell. And they met with a lot of people that were defending this area. And so that's really what brought down the downfall, that along with some of the military that helped them. The U.S., and I think it was Barack Obama actually who offered a tax. And you know, I feel for these people, Terry.
Oh, I do too.
You know, I just hate it when we see stuff like this going on, you know.
Oh, and in Ukraine and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I just hate it. I do.
And, you know,
can you be so mean and to your fellow man?
Well, and then
cruel and wicked towards
them.
Yeah,
I know, and that's just it. And then you look at America, and with all of our knowledge, all of our wisdom, all of our freedoms, and we are so vile to one another.
Oh.
You know, and online is a treasure trove of just pure filth. And I've been on the record and said one of the worst things to happen to mankind was the internet. And
it's
while at the same time, it's one of the best things that happened, because we've been, and by the way, I was called to do just what I'm doing now. I mean, literally. And because right at the beginning, I was online, and the Lord called me to build it to where I could reach around the world. And we've had people from just about every nation on earth visit our websites at one time or another. You have no clue. Many people have no clue how many people over the years, how many downloads, because we've done a lot of things. And of course, we haven't gotten rich. That wasn't the point. And we minister overseas and around through this and getting the word out. And the gospel is going to go out, and then the end shall come. You're not going to kill all the Christians, and then the end will going to come. The end's going to come after the gospel has been preached to the ends of the earth.
Yes, amen. Well, you know, you were saying how the internet has been one of the worst, but one of the best. And when you said that, it reminded me of the scripture, the wicked devise in their heart to do evil. And they use this internet. It's just unthinkable.
Well, you know, and you can lead people astray. Look at how many women, you know, women actually left to go be a bride of ISIS.
Yeah. And then they were sorry they did. And some of them have escaped.
And there was one that made the news that came back to the United States and wanted to get in.
I don't think they let her, did they?
I don't know the final story, but at one time they weren't going to let her in.
Yeah.
I don't know. But this is the way it is today. It's time to hang on to the Lord and understand that, you know, in America, your solid foundation, you know, for many years, like being raised where I was raised, everybody on a Sunday was in church, folks. And, you know, if you lied, one of the worst thing you could do is people thinking you were honest and then you steal something from them.
Yeah. You had a conscience back then, and you know, people did.
And a moral code, yeah. Yeah,
and they were ashamed if people thought they were, or labeled them a thief or a liar or something. You didn't want to be labeled like that. You lived your life so as not to do those things.
Some of the first loans that I got from the bank, I ran around with the banker's kids. But I'd go over there and I wanted a loan, and he gave me the loan on a handshake, and I went back and did the paperwork after I bought it. And for a long time, I knew this guy, and then he moved away, and his kids. And there was a moral code we don't have today.
But you could do that back then. They would loan you money by a handshake with your name.
Yep. Yep, and that's why, your name. I happen to be the son of somebody that had a good name. He wasn't rich, but he paid back. He was honest. He wasn't perfect. See, you can be honest and still be imperfect. We're all imperfect. Through Christ, we can be better. And we work towards maturity, a perfection. But at any rate, yep, there's a difference today.
There is. People don't care. They don't have pride or self-respect.
That's right.
You can see that.
You know, we've got another one here. This is Morningstar News. This is another. And this is Morningstar News via ChristianNews.net. Now, this is how this stuff works. It's an amazing thing because, you know, in a lot of the news, you know, of the Christian kind like this, it's usual to see things like this. And here's another Islamic teacher. This is a former sheikh. Now, remember the other one we talked about?
Yes.
And, you know, you know how many people I've seen, you know, they're an imam or something important that...
comes to Christ.
Yeah, they come to Christ. And this is a... this is an Islamic teacher in Eastern Uganda. And he was poisoned. And, yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Don't tell your wife. You know,
yeah.
She's Muslim. She isn't going to convert. You know, and I was just reading the scripture the other day. And, you know, unless you hate your mother, your brother. You cannot be a disciple of the Lord. And that's in a context where you cannot come to Christ and
hang on to the other things.
Yeah, especially your family. I mean, if your family wants to kill you, and this happens, and you'll find this in the Gospels, the Lord talked about it, where you have Christians that come to the Lord. Women, men, kids, teens, they get disowned. And sometimes they'll get murdered. Now, this guy, he told his wife. He wound up in a hospital bed. He declined to observe Islamic rituals during Ramadan. And she was wondering what was up because they would have probably been doing it together. And he was using the name of Christ, which in his is Issa, or Issa, I-S-S-A. And he says, she realized that I had converted to Christianity. This is a big whoops moment. She questioned me because of my mode of praying, and I told her that I had believed in Isa, or Jesus. Now, she happened to study the Quran in an Islamic institute.
Wow.
So, this is not the woman to be telling. not unless she's going to come to the Lord. And it's just an amazing thing. When I see these people, I mean, you know, he's an Islamic teacher. You know, he's going to be taken care of. He has a wife that knows all the scriptures. In Islam, this guy is going to be all right. But he found out the truth from Isa. And we've done testimonies of other Islamic teachers or imams. And they're praying. And another one was actually praying, questioning his own God, why he wouldn't stop something, because it was persecution and things were going off and he didn't like what was happening. A lot of Christians were getting killed. And the Lord appeared to him and said, I'm the true Lord. And at any rate, it was a fantastic conversion. See, these are the things that are happening over there. And so after she left the room and she began phoning Muslim leaders. And of course, she already knew what the punishment was. And after about 30 minutes after he was telling her, she began preparing supper. This is the whoops moment. And so a lady arrived, and then the neighbor lady left. And so they sat down and ate, and the woman probably just, can you imagine poisoning your own husband and sitting at
horrible dinner?
It's like a Perot mystery, you know? And it just amazes me. And so 30 minutes after eating, you know, I mean, a while after eating, he suffered convulsions and vomiting. And as he went to the hospital, his condition was worse. Diarrhea with blood, nausea, vomiting. He was in severe abdominal pain. He just found out what it's like to be a Christian in a Muslim place.
Yeah. Oh.
He had ptomaine poisoning. He did not respond to the medications. He began getting worse. And his food had been tainted with a toxic substance. And it was an insecticide that's actually used to kill rats.
Oh.
He lost some blood. And so at any rate,
yeah, that's sad.
And the doctors and everything cautioned the nurses and doctors not allow anybody to see him so he wouldn't die. And he didn't die, by the way.
Thank God.
From what I gather from the article.
God kept him alive. He has a greater purpose for him.
But, you know, we see these kind of things within the families. And that's exactly straight out of the Bible, you know. And even warned, those of your own household will be your enemies. And, you know, so in America, we don't know what, you know, we have, let's put it this way. Within the families in America, we already have enemies.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Christianity. It has to do with being an American. And look at our divorce rate and every other kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, at any rate, yeah, don't tell your wife. Yeah, she's not a nice gal. So at any rate,
she isn't.
Are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Okay.
This is China Testimony of Jesus. It comes to us from persecution.org. A month after Beijing's new measure for the administration of Internet Religious Information Service came into effect, many wonder how the Christians in China are doing in terms of virtual worship and gathering. Are they being targeted, banned, or arrested for conducting illegal religious activities? So International Concern interviewed a Christian leader that they changed his name to Gianni, and he's from a heavily persecuted Qingdao-based house church. And he communicated with them via an encrypted messaging app. And he provided a glimpse of what's going on in China and the persistent challenges faced by our brothers and sisters. And he was asked how the technology they were using the technology to spread the gospel. And he said, in my religious life, I use technology for communications on two fronts. First, to publicly witness and spread the gospel. I use social media that is used within China, mainly WeChat. It's a public account. Second, it is for my serving at church. I would use Telegram, which is blocked in China, so I need to employ VPN to gain access. And then for worship, they use Zoom. And he was asked if it was made easier to keep the underground church alive. And technology is, Gianni said, technology has provided a minimum guarantee. When house churches are cracked down, there's at least a basic connection between the leadership team and the congregation, or members to members. And without the internet, gathering and link between Christians would be very weak. So with this technology, they can still maintain online gatherings with more than 500 people. He was asked what fears does he have about detection from the government, and Gianni said he's not afraid of the government secret investigation. Our faith is, declare with your mouth and believe in your heart, and publicly testifying in the name of Jesus Christ. It's not the church's responsibility, or does it have the capacity to counter the investigation. They're just a fellowship of formed by God's children, not a spy agency. And they ask how difficult it is to circumvent government detections. And from a technical side, it's not difficult. Their server is overseas, so the government cannot obtain user information from the back end. And scouting is more difficult for the government. And they can't thoroughly monitor a person all day. They would need enormous manpower, resources, and refined technology. And the Chinese government is incapable of doing that at the moment.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. So I'm glad that they're able to keep up with this technology to keep the word going around.
Yep. There's no doubt. And, of course, it's good to know online that that is available. And we're going to have to get out of here.
Okay, well, remember to pray for your brothers and sisters in China as well as all around the world. Okay, well, good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us whenever you do. We're glad that you are here with us. And keep your hope and faith in the Lord. Stay safe. We love you. We're praying for you, and we always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. And pray for your brothers and sisters. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Until next time, be safe, God bless. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.